From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. A funeral service will be held this morning for Santaquin Police Officer Bill Hoosier. The 50-year-old was killed in the line of duty on May 5th. Hoosier and another officer had stopped the driver of a semi-truck before he drove off the wrong way on I-15 and rammed into them. Flags have been flying at half-staff in Hoosier's honor and will continue until sunset today. The service is at 10:30 at the UCCU Event Center in Orem. The public is invited. Snowpack levels are once again above average in Utah this year, but for the upper Colorado River Basin, forecasters don't expect that to translate into great runoff. KUER's David Kondos has more.
Snowpack in the basin is currently around 107% of normal, but the latest forecast predicts the runoff to only be 87% of average. So why is that? Jordan Clayton supervises the Utah Snow Survey Program. He says how quickly the snow melts matters, because the faster it goes, the more water makes it downstream.
It's bad for flooding if it all happens in a short amount of time, but it's good for runoff efficiency.
And even after two wet winters, the soil in some areas remains on the dry side, which could soak up more water before it ever gets to rivers and lakes. Gene Shawcroft, who chairs the Colorado River Authority of Utah, sees this gap as a troubling trend.
Not only are we pressured to make sure there's water for future, we're also wrestling with what happens if our water supply is less than what we've anticipated.
One thing that would help, he says, is for water managers to start making decisions based on their actual water supply, rather than forecasts. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
Another strong winter means more bugs at Great Salt Lake. And that's a good thing. Bonnie Baxter is director of the Great Salt Lake Institute at Westminster University. She told Fox 13 the bugs are an important food source for millions of migratory birds. And their annoyance is only temporary.
The biting gnats, you know, they go away once it gets hot, if you get a week of hot weather. So, you know, avoid the biting gnats or wear a bug net or go look at the baby bison from your car right now.
The no-see-ums or biting gnats are really pesty for visitors to Antelope Island State Park. More bugs also means there's more water and less salinity at the lake. For more stories like this, visit greatsaltlakenews.org. A new report about Indigenous children was discussed during a U.S. Senate committee last week. The study by the Commission on Native Children makes key recommendations it wants the government to fund. Yvette Fernandez reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The report called The Way Forward addresses several concerns about Native children, ranging from improving prenatal care to limiting dropout rates and teen suicide. Gloria O'Neill of the Cook Inlet Tribal Council of Alaska chairs the commission. She says while there are many challenges facing Native communities, it's also important to celebrate the successes. She mentioned a summer program called a Super Fab Lab, where students learn new technology to help prepare them for the workforce.
We bring job skills into that place, so when youth spend time with us after school, during summers, they really have a standard of skills that they need to thrive in this world.
The study showed that more than a third of Indigenous youth live in homes that are unable to afford basic needs. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
Utah's first monument honoring Chinese railroad workers was unveiled this weekend. It's on the state's Capitol lawn. The memorial honors over 11,000 Chinese railroad workers who worked on the westward part of the first transcontinental railroad. This group's contributions were largely forgotten for over a century. The monument was created by the Chinese Railroad Workers' Descendants Association. A plaque on the monument is partially written in Chinese. The group says it loosely translates to, "May their good reputation and hard work be remembered always." The group believes this may be the first time a living language other than English has been displayed at the Capitol. Utah's two professional soccer teams didn't win their games this weekend. But while Real Salt Lake was not able to beat the LA Galaxy on Saturday night, they did tie 2-2. Real Salt Lake hasn't lost its last 8 Major League Soccer matches. The team is ranked first in the Western Conference. The Utah Royals lost to the Chicago Red Stars 3-2. This is the team's first year back since leaving Utah in 2020, and it was the team's seventh straight game without a win. You're listening to KUER News.